Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Hello?
Betty.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just washing my hands here. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
How's that new baby?
She seems to be doing quite well.
Good, good. Have you gotten to see her?
No. I won't. They're in North Carolina, so I won't be able to go until we're going next month to see them all.
Oh, I didn't realize that she was in North Carolina.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It's scratchy throat this morning, so.
Yeah.
Somebody's making scratchy noises.
That's probably me. I picked up some papers, but I'm done now. Sorry.
Reminds me of Vance complaining when he opens the line and everybody's making noise.
Well, it sounded like other people have been joining us. Anyone want to say hi?
Good morning. This is Steve. I'll be on for a couple seconds.
Okay. Hope you're well, Steve.
Doing good, just busy.
Did anybody get on to Vance's call Saturday?
I was on for part of it.
I was on for part of it as well.
Well, we were at a soccer game, so we missed the call. I'll have to listen to it.
That Dennis Williams call?
No, not Vance.
Saturday morning. Yeah, Vance was called good. It's online.
Okay, thanks.
Is the other one that follows his being recorded, do you know, Steve?
As far as I know, I've recorded parts of it, but I've never posted them online anywhere, but I do have Vance just going over, so it sort of makes it tough to get the start of the call, but I've got the last 55 minutes of it. I didn't post it anywhere yet, so.
I noticed that on that call that they said it was recorded, but they didn't say where to find it.
I wonder if Dave Johnson has that on his website.
Dave Johnson said he would. He said he was going to send out an email about it.
Okay.
Steve, where was Dennis Williams' call? I didn't get it on that. Is it a Tuesday night?
I think they've got theirs Tuesday and Thursday, I think.
Tuesday and Thursday. Okay, I heard the one that Ruth and Mary Lou gave on Thursday night and all, but I didn't know when Dennis's was, and I got that one with Dave from them, so.
They might have one 1 hour before Rick's call on Monday night too.
Oh, Rick and them come on?
Yeah, an hour before Rick comes on. I think if you go on the web if you go to allswell.org and click on the WebEx login, it should tell you.
Hey, Steve,
yeah.
That email I sent to you came back with the wrong address. Did you change your email address?
No, it's steve@allswell.org.
That's interesting.
Maybe we're having trouble with it, with GoDaddy again.
Oh, okay.
You can send it to steve_ steve52@live.com.
Steve underscore, what was after that?
Steve, like Charlie, 52.
Okay. 52?
Yeah, 52@live.com.
L-I-V-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or candyu@msn.com also.
At where?
msn.com.
So C-A-N-B-U at msn.com?
Yeah, candy, C-A-N-D, the number 4, and then U, candy, U at msn.com.
C-A-N-D, number 4, letter U at msn.com. Okay.
Yeah, so only a million of them.
Okay.
Do you get them all read?
No. I look and see which ones I think should be read and which ones shouldn't, and ignore the others. I don't have that many people sending me stuff anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore. I cut back on what I was doing so tremendously that I don't have as many friends anymore. My thing should be starting here, so I've got to drop off. Talk to you all later. Have a great week.
Thanks.
This morning on gee, I don't even know what program it was on. Suzanne Summers was on, and I only caught a couple minutes of it. But she had given a website for anybody that wants to find doctors that are, if I can pull it up, the bioidentical type doctors, BHRT physicians to find those.
Is that for the hormone stuff?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But if you want to find anybody in your area, I just thought it was an interesting website in itself, and it's foreverhealth.com.
I saw just the tail end of that, and it sounded a little pretty good, you know. I don't know, with her book or whatever else.
Yeah, I just thought it was just another area for us to go that would have some information that, you know, would be worth looking at and checking into. So, so I thought I'd just mention it.
I'm glad you did, because I didn't have it all on for a while, and I tried to kind of write it down, because I think that in an area where so many people, you know, have trouble.
Right.
And there's just not enough for women to know, and when you talk to your doctor, they don't seem to know where, you know, you're just talking to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, years has been going. And on the bioidentical hormone stuff. I remember,
what?
I think Robin McGraw is on them.
Yes.
And yes. I don't know.
Yes.
Some say it's pretty much the same as what's out there, so I don't know.
I don't know. My daughter's on them as well. And she notices a big difference.
What is she on?
The bioidentical hormones.
I had a friend here in town that was on them too. She went to a compounding pharmacy in Wichita. The nurse practitioner or somebody down there sent her over to get them. And she was having such bad hot flashes that she said she'd have to get up in the middle of the night and stand in front of a fan to dry off and stuff. And she said after that she didn't have that much problem. So she really was in favor of them.
Yeah. Are they a patch or a pill or what?
Well, the ones Robin McGraw uses, I thought was a cream that she said she just rubbed in on her arm.
That's what I thought too, Anita. Yeah, I haven't asked my daughter what form hers are coming in, but yeah, she was having trouble with the hot flashes too and not able to sleep pretty much the whole night.
Well, I've fought them all my life since I had a hysterectomy when I was 48. And I've just been warm all the time. And so many people I know that are even older than 40-something, you know, are having such a terrible time. And nobody can help you. And I tried yam creams way back when and all this different stuff, you know, and just live with it. But I think it would be great because I know a lot of younger ones right now. And it's bioidentical.
Yeah.
Bioidentical. This was Forever Health, you said, .com, right?
The website is, yes, foreverhealth.com.
Well, I got that one down, but I thought y'all were talking about that they'd gone to something else.
No.
And this was on a bioidentical. Is it a product, a cream or something?
I don't know.
No, they're just hormones that are made to your body's specification rather than just giving you an estrogen that, you know, the drug company.
Okay, where do you go to do this? You go to a special doctor?
Yeah, well,
there are
two. Do it,
so. But that's what I find when I'm looking at this website. It says find a physician. And then it gives the information for researching, and then a place for shop for supplements, of course.
I would suspect that some of these docs are more integrative than the run-of-the-mill OBGYN or internist.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, Nancy. I would imagine that to be very true.
Has left the conference.
Go ahead.
The product that you're talking about is bioidentical.com, or is that it? I got Suzanne's, all that, what you said there, but what you were talking about a while ago with him putting on a cream, then you're saying you go to find a doctor for that?
Yes, but it's all under that website, that foreverhealth.com. You'll find it all there.
Bit of it. Okay, thank you.
Sure. So, Nancy, did you get my email that has the information on the Lisa Oz show?
What day? I haven't been upstairs since Friday.
Oh, well, then you wouldn't have seen it. I just sent it yesterday.
No, I didn't go upstairs yesterday at all. I wasn't home much yesterday. When is it tonight?
That's what I had written down.
It's supposed to be Monday night at 9, but I don't, you know, did you find what channel? I mean, what station?
It says 8 o'clock in our area here, so I don't know. But it's on BERIA Living.
BERIA.
Yep.
I don't think we get that channel.
I didn't think we did either, but we do.
Oh, really? Maria. So it was just kind of what it sounded like he was saying, and I thought, what?
Yes,
okay,
I
will
that.
Look at 8 o'clock tonight then. I'll scan all the way down.
In the article, it says the Vera Living Network is primarily available to cable vision, optimum channel 164.
Oh.
Dish Network, channel 218, and Verizon Fios, channel 162, and that's what I get it on.
We have Time Warner, so I don't know.
To say DCI channel in South Dakota, RCN systems in several markets around the country, and on WOCK CD channel in Chicago.
Hmm.
But yeah, you can go into their website and find out where
Thank
it is.
Thank you very much for doing that research.
No problem. They have all kinds of things. Throughout the day, they have recipes, they have nutrition, they have holistic health tips, body mind conditioning, all natural products. That kind of thing. I noticed I had it on a little bit yesterday while I was getting dressed, and they had I think it's called Bollywood dancing kind of thing that they use for exercise. They have somebody on that, some people that do yoga. They had last night when I went to bed, I watched it again, and it was, a yoga that had a woman on who had, has fibromyalgia.
Mm.
And, the different things he did to treat her for the fibro. And, so just all kinds of health and wellness things. I hope y'all can get that.
That sounds like a good channel.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check that
channel
at all. On the doctor's on Friday, I had already pulled it off of the website. Earlier, before I watched the doctors on Friday, but he talked about deodorant, and he said on our website we have a recipe for one that you can make your own. Anybody interested?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. The ingredients are 1/4 cup of baking soda, 1/4 cup of arrowroot. What is that?
It's a flour of some kind.
Where do you find it, you know?
Should be able to find it in a grocery store or a natural food store.
I will find it then. 1 to 2 drops of essential oil, such as tea tree oil, interestingly. 6 to 8 tablespoons of our favorite coconut oil. Add more if needed until desired texture is reached.
How much was that?
6 to 8 tablespoons. I would imagine you would want it to be kind of soft. So today my coconut oil probably is pretty firm because we are cold here. The directions. Mix equal parts of baking soda and arrowroot in a bowl. Add coconut oil and blend together until it starts to form a deodorant-like consistency. I'm assuming they're talking like when the stick of deodorant. If it's too powdery, add 2 more tablespoons of coconut oil. Once it has reached the desired consistency, add essential oil and mix it together. Keep at room temperature and use daily as needed. If your home tends to be warm, you may want to keep it in the fridge to prevent melting.
Nancy, would you repeat it again? 1/4 cup of baking soda, and then 1/4 of the arrowroot?
1/4 of a cup of arrowroot. 1 or 2 drops essential oil, such as tea tree oil. 6 to 8 tablespoons of coconut oil. Add more if needed until desired texture is reached.
Sounds great.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no aluminum in it.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy.
Welcome. That was brought up on the program about aluminum, and of course they say that, you know, no research has supported any danger in it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, it's worth, I assume that you would put it into some kind of a jar and apply it, I guess, with maybe your finger.
Well, I use a cream deodorant, and I apply that with my fingers anyway, so this wouldn't be much different.
Don't see many cream deodorants. They were starting with talking about spray deodorants, which I haven't used in years and years and years and years, mm-hmm. and how, you know, when you spray it, it goes all over the place, and is it really good for you or the environment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I saw this on their website because they send me their weekly menu of what's going to be on, and one of the places at the bottom showed a deodorant. So I thought, okay, let's see what they've got here. And I printed it out. So if you try it, let us know. It's not an antiperspirant, it's just a deodorant.
Uh-huh. Is there a website, Jen?
I think it's thedoctorstv.com.
Okay, thank you.
And it's written out.
Okay.
I must have signed up for their weekly menu a long time ago when they started, I guess.
I get it.
It shows what the 5 programs are going to be, but it doesn't say if they're new or repeat.
Sure.
But it's nice to see what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I had seen too, and probably you did, Nancy, in the Parade magazine that comes in the newspaper on Sundays.
Yeah.
There's a article in there with a recipe for crispy pancakes. And I had said last week or so that I make things so complicated for myself sometimes when it's pretty obvious it could be so much simpler, and I don't know why I choose to be so hard on myself in all of these things and make them more complicated than they need to be. But
was that in yesterday's or when was that in?
Yeah, yesterday's.
Oh, I haven't read yesterday's yet. Okay, because I had cut out something for Mindy, easy banana pancake, but we won't
use really?
It. It has cottage cheese and eggs in it, but she could. But it sounded interesting. It's bananas, cottage cheese, rolled oats, vanilla, and eggs.
Huh.
But I haven't read yesterday's magazine yet.
Yeah, well, this just gives you a basic recipe, and then it says, you know, there's all these different vegetables that you can use for this basic recipe, and yet it does have an egg in it, and we have our alternatives that we can adjust.
Sure.
With those things, but they're talking about.
You could even mash a banana in there.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
yeah.
Going to what Mindy's recipe is, and it's,
so is,
you know, it would certainly keep it moist. Put it, just when you put
yeah.
the blender until smooth.
Sorry,
well, this started out about the zucchini. Because we're so familiar with the zucchini pancakes kind of thing, as well as potato pancakes.
Right.
But this just goes with vegetables, and so it's talking about using 1 large carrot to make tea, or the zucchini, or corn, or beets. So it's
do
like...
We have a- I was someplace, and in the freezer department, not only did they have potato pancakes, but a plethora of vegetables in pancakes. But legitimately, now, does yours go into a blender?
It says to shred whatever
in the food processor.
The vegetable, yeah, in the processor, and then use 3 tablespoons of flour on any of these. It's 3 tablespoons of flour, 1/4 cup, well, they call for grated John cheese. We could use our own cheese. 1 tablespoon of grated Vidalia onion and 1 pinch of kosher salt. It all goes in a medium bowl, and then you warm 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a large cast iron or nonstick skillet over medium heat. When oil is hot, stir in one large beaten egg into the vegetable mixture. I was surprised at that, too, because I didn't know it made any difference when you were putting the egg in, but this says don't do it.
I was wondering about that when you just said that. It's interesting.
Yeah, really.
Oh.
And then drop a heaping spoonful of batter into the pan, flatten slightly with the back of the spoon, and cook until golden, about 2 minutes per side. Serve with lemon mint dipping sauce, and they give you a recipe for that. But that uses so.
I was going to say putting the egg in last makes sense because the flour would coat the vegetables and make them a little drier, so the egg would stick to it. So that would make them stick together better.
You're right, Anita. Absolutely.
So there are other things that we can use it instead of eggs, too.
Right.
I believe applesauce is more for the fat, but I've seen it also used. I have a thing in my... Let me see. I thought I have a thing here of egg substitutes. Besides making
yeah, we do. The flaxseed would work, or I've got the energy egg replacer, which works really great, too, because the Amish cook one time had given a zucchini pancake recipe, or zucchini cakes, and I use it for that, so.
Chia seeds also, I believe, then, right?
The chia, yeah, chia should work, too.
Interesting.
I was going to say, Char gave some, too, that were made out of flowers that she said stuck better or something.
She did give us that whole recipe, didn't she, that she said she liked better than anything else she had used before, any of the egg replacers or anything. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I just said I'll have to look back through my notes and find it, so.
Me too.
Looking right now. I thought I had a list in here at the beginning of my book where I have all the recipes, my binder, but I'm not sure.
Well, I just figured, you know, there's a lot of times I have some vegetables that are like at the end of their time, I better use them fast.
Right.
And this would be a great way to do that.
I'm going through this and I'm seeing some really recipes that look wonderful. Why don't I make some of them?
Yeah, you
know.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to have to ready for work, so I'll say goodbye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Anita.
Has left the conference.
I don't know where I have these egg things. If I come across them, I'll let you know, but I know that they're flaxseed was one. She was probably another. Oh, my gosh. Seek and you shall find. You guys still there?
Oh.
Hello?
Yes,
you there?
We're here.
Oh, okay. Recipe, substitutes to use in place of eggs and bacon. Use any one of the following recipes to substitute for eggs and baked foods. For each egg, use 1 teaspoon baking powder. Now this is all, use any one of the following recipes. Plus a tablespoon of liquid, plus a tablespoon of vinegar. 4 teaspoon of yeast dissolved in 1/4 cup of warm water.
Oh wait, can you go back over that, Nancy? So 1 teaspoon of baking powder.
A teaspoon of baking powder plus a tablespoon of liquid plus a tablespoon of vinegar.
Okay.
4 teaspoon of yeast dissolved in 1/4 cup of warm water. 4 1 tablespoon apricot puree. 4 1.5 tablespoons of water plus 1.5 tablespoons of oil plus 1 teaspoon baking powder. I have that one already. It's the same. Now this, oh, this one doesn't have the vinegar. Oh, it is different than the first one. All right.
Mm-hmm.
1 packet plain gelatin plus 2 tablespoons of warm water. Do not mix until ready to use. And everything I just read has no calories, no fat, which is interesting since they're using some oil. No protein, no carb, no cholesterol, no sodium, no grain, no meat, no veggies, no fruit, no fat, no other. Anyway, this was, contributor was the Food Allergy Network cookbook. And the note underneath says, I've used this and it works. For the apricot puree, I use baby food, which is very cheap, about 30 cents a small jar. Cooked flaxseed works too, to prevent your magnet. That's funny because I just printed, and I haven't put it in the book yet, pretty much the same thing from the same person, I think, because I remember hearing she used apricot puree baby food. There's a website here that you might be able to pull this list up if you want. www.chef, C-H-E-F, the number 2, chef, again, .com.
Mm.
Say that website again, Nancy.
Chef, C-H-E-F, 2, chef, the number 2, chef.com.
You're saying chef and then a 2 number beside it? And then chef again?
Yeah, C-H-E-F, the number 2, uh-huh. chef2chef.com.
Chef 2 chefs?
Uh-huh. No, chef, C-H-E-F.
Two chef, the chef, what are you saying?
C-H-E-F,
huh?
The number 2, C-H-E-F.com.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry, I'm so dense on it. I couldn't get the twos in there where I was doing right.
Now, I filed this under condiment. Maybe I should put it under breakfast, since we think of eggs as breakfast. That's maybe where a better place for it. That's where I looked first. Interesting. So, there are things that are easier to use than something more involved sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds really good.
Interesting. I'm reading here something else I cut out. Kitchen scraps. Use the inside of a banana peel to shine shoes. I've heard that for years. Put cucumber peels in spots to repel household insects or put them in baths to soften skin. Rub a cut potato over mud-stained clothing before laundering. Use lemon peels to polish chrome or add to the kindling in your fireplace for a pleasant scent.
Have you ever heard of a home remedy to remove something on the vinyl part in a car? I don't know what was spilt there, but everything I've tried to take it off with, it hasn't done. On the
and
door,
vinyl.
You know, was spilt. Have you ever?
You talking about on vinyl?
Yes. What is vinyl or leather? I'm not sure which.
Go into a car, an auto place that carries all kinds of products, not necessarily a showroom, but there's stores that carry autos.
I would go
in there and ask them.
Like Pep Boys or something.
I've tried everything. I've tried the Simple Green and different things, and it looks terrible. I don't know what got on it, but it's on the door side as you open it, you know. And it's white looking now instead of it being the regular vinyl or leather, whatever it is on the doors. But I'll go ask them that. When you said that about those things, I just happened to think I've tried and tried.
Additional information, you guys. I didn't realize it was supposed to go over the other side. I'm going to read you what it says here, unless you want me to do it tomorrow because it's getting late. Up to you. Anybody want to stay on or get off?
I can stay on if everybody else wants it then, but if they want to wait till tomorrow, that's okay with me too.
I can stay on.
Okay. They're saying in a cake, for example, eggs serve as a leavening agent, helping to make the cake light and fluffy. In baked goods such as cookies and muffins, eggs add moisture and act as a binder, gluing all the other ingredients together. If you're looking to substitute eggs in a quiche or mayonnaise, where eggs are central to the finished product, you'll probably need something like tofu to mimic the consistency of the eggs while making other adjustments to the recipe as well as to add flavor and body. General rule, fewer eggs in a recipe calls for, the easier they will be to substitute. So if a cookie recipe calls for one egg, using an egg substitute will work much better than in a recipe that requires three or four eggs. Also consider how the substitute will affect the overall taste of the finished product. Bananas, for example, may add a welcome hint of fruity sweetness to pancakes and cookies, but if you're making a casserole or another savory dish, you'll want to use something else. Here's a few of the most useful egg substitutes as well as suggestions for use. Commercial egg replacer, and they have Energy, which is the one that McDougal recommends. It's an incredibly versatile and easy-to-use commercial egg replacer available in most health food stores, larger, well-stocked grocery stores. I find that despite the instructions on the package to mix Energy with 2 tablespoons of water, some recipes will need a bit more moisture when replacing eggs using Energy, so you may need to compensate with an extra tablespoon of water or soy milk. Energy and other store-bought egg substitutes are relatively flavorless and work best in baked goods, such as cookies, muffins, and cakes, can be used to bind ingredients together in a vegan casserole or loaf. Energy is vegan and certified kosher, but be sure to read the labels carefully on other brands, as some may contain egg whites. Bananas and applesauce. Smash up or blend about a half a banana or a quarter cup of applesauce to use as an egg replacer. I thought I'd seen applesauce someplace. And baked goods such as muffins, pancakes, or yeast-free quick breads, such as pumpkin bread and, of course, banana bread. Bananas and applesauce add the perfect amount of thick moisture, like eggs, but they won't help your dishes rise or turn out light and fluffy. So be sure the recipe you're using includes a bit of baking powder or baking soda to help to rise if needed. Tofu is best way to substitute eggs in dishes such as quiche, frittata, and egg salad. The texture of silken tofu or crumbled regular tofu is surprisingly similar to boiled or cooked eggs when used in a similar recipe. And by adding a bit of mustard, turmeric, or nutritional yeast to your dish to give it the yellow hue, your eyes will be tricked as well as your taste buds. Because other recipe adjustments are probably needed to make an egg-free frittata. For example, it's best to follow a recipe rather than just replacing the eggs with tofu. And they have an egg-free tofu egg salad recipe, but if you click on it, there's no way to get to it. Silken tofu is also an appropriate egg substitute in baked goods. To use, blend a quarter cup silken tofu with liquid ingredients until tofu is smooth and creamy. While it won't alter the flavor of the recipe, using tofu as an egg substitute will make baked goods a bit more on the heavy and thick side, so it works well in brownies and pancakes, but won't work as well in something like an angel food cake that needs to be light and fluffy. Other substitutes. In a pinch or with a good recipe, vinegar mixed with water or even plain run-of-the-mill soda can work as a decent egg replacer. For savory entrees such as casseroles or a loaf, by using 2 to 3 tablespoons of bread, crumbs, or oats. Interesting. So hopefully that added a little more information that you find useful.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. But now I know that I need to remove that from where it was and put it in a different place in my book.
That's good, Nancy. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, guys, I'm gone.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.